Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Victory Over Weakness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go ahead, if you would, and turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. We'll get right into it. 1 Corinthians 10, and beginning about verse 13. Well, actually, I'll tell you what, back up to verse 12. It said, let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. And then the very next verse says, he said, there's no temptation taken you. So he's talking about temptation, and he uses the word standing and falling relative to temptation. So we don't want to be haughty or proud about standing or falling with temptation. We want to realize, as this goes on to say, there has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. We are all subject to temptation. And when you hear the word temptation, a lot of times people's mind goes to just two or three areas. But this is a broad thing. You can be tempted to be depressed. You can be tempted to doubt. You can be tempted to fear. Y'all with me? All of these are temptations. And of course, the other things that most people are aware of, but don't just let your mind go to one or two things when you hear the word temptation. Temptation is the enemy trying to lead you the wrong way, trying to get you to yield to things that are going to hurt you, and hurt people around about you. And he tells us this, there's no temptation that's come to you taken you, but such as is common to man. A number of things here to understand. All of us have been tempted and are subject to temptation. Jesus himself was tempted. Is that right? Don't you remember in gospel accounts, talks about when Jesus was baptized and the Spirit of God came on him, that he was in the wilderness 40 days and nights, and what was happening there? Temptation. He was tempted. The tempter was there tempting him. Tempted him to turn stones into bread. Tempted him to jump off the pinnacle of the temple. Mm-hmm. Tempted him to bow down and worship him in order to obtain all the kingdoms of the world that was and is his destiny and call, and the enemy's trying to get him to take a shortcut, not go by way of the cross. But thank God, even though he was tempted and sorely tempted, he did not yield to the temptation. He did not act on those, that pull of the enemy. So it's not a sin to be tempted. Everybody said out loud, it's not a sin.
It's not a sin.
To be tempted. Now, maybe you say that, but the enemy will try to get you to yield to condemnation because you were tempted in an area. He'll bring thoughts and feelings to you of things that are not right. And then he'll try to bring condemnation for the thoughts and feelings he brought.
Yeah, that's right.
He'll say, look at you, supposed to be a Christian, thinking about that, feeling that way. And it's the thoughts and feelings he brought to you.
That's right.
I want you to say it again. It is not a sin,
to be tempted.
You know, the scripture said that Jesus in Hebrews, when he was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. So he was tempted in any area that you have been tempted in, or I have been tempted in, Jesus was tempted in those areas too and beyond. That flies crosswise of what religion says. But does it say it or not? Brother John, maybe you better read that for us. Reader, wasn't Hebrews where he was tempted in all points?
Yeah.
Like as we are?
Yeah.
Yet without sin?
That's what it says.
Putting him on the spot.
4:15, let me read it here.
Thank you, sir.
For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we, yet without sin.
Our high priest has been touched with the feeling of our weaknesses, in that he was tempted. He was tempted how? Everybody read it out loud. He was tempted how? Then there's never been any temptation you've been tempted with that he didn't experience as he walked the earth, or that I've been tempted that he didn't experience. But did he sin?
No.
Not one time. But was he tempted?
Yes.
In every conceivable way.
Absolutely.
He was tempted in all points. Yet, don't you like that last phrase? Yet, without sin. You know, Ephesians says, be ye angry and what?
Sin not.
So, you can get angry, but that doesn't mean you have to do something stupid.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk bad to people. You don't have to slap somebody. You don't have to break furniture or dishes.
Right.
You can get angry and yet not sin. You can be tempted and yet not sin. We need to clearly distinguish the source of temptation. That it's coming not from the Lord, obviously. It's not coming from the inside of us.
Amen.
It's coming from our enemy, from out here. And what we're to do is to resist it. Stand against it. And having done all to stand, what do? You keep on standing. And if you're tempted five times throughout the day, what do? You resist five times. Is that right? If you resisted 10 times throughout the week, what do? If you're tempted, rather, 10 times. You resist 10 times. Every time, that's what Jesus must have done.
Yes.
Had to have done. No matter how many times, how many ways he was tempted, he kept resisting. You know, one of the temptations, he said to the enemy, get behind me, Satan. Get out of here, right? He resisted him. And what happens? What did the scriptures say? Resist the devil and he will flee. What if you don't resist him? He'll stay. Resist the devil and he will flee. If you don't resist him, he'll stay. He'll stay. And even though that is so simple, millions of Christians are not resisting the enemy. They're not even realizing what's going on when these thoughts and these feelings come, because one of the enemy's favorite ways of operating is to do things in such a way that you don't catch that it's him. He even transforms himself into an angel of light. He'll bring things, thoughts, and feelings to you and try to tell you it's God. That's right. It's one of his favorite things to do. He has been far too successful in this. Much of the world doesn't even believe there is a devil. So he's able to just operate, and you're not going to resist something that you don't believe exists.
Amen.
But you know better.
Amen.
Am I talking to people that know better?
Amen.
There is an enemy. He's a defeated foe, but he's still around. And he's still trying to do things. He comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he can't do just whatever he wants to do. He has to get you, has to get me to cooperate with him. And we're dumb if we do. But I've been dumb before. Have you? I don't even have to ask that question. But let's quit being dumb.
Amen.
Let's quit just letting him bring these thoughts and feelings, and let's certainly stop yielding to them. Let's learn what to do. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, look at that again, please. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is what?
Common
to man. So two big things I said here. One, all of us are subject to temptation. Jesus was tempted. But also, the enemies, he likes to use this lie, tell people that nobody knows what you're going through. And follow it up with nobody's been through what you've been through. Well, that's obviously a lie.
Right.
Nothing is happening to you that hasn't happened
right
to the general population.
Amen.
You know, people will try to tell you, no. You don't know what I've been through. Yeah, and you don't know what most of the other billions of people on the planet have been through either. You don't know 2% of the population of the planet. 1%. So how do you know? Nobody knows. How do you know? For one thing, you know this, Jesus knows.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, Jesus knows.
Jesus knows.
What we just got through reading, he was tempted in all points, right? Just like us, so he knows. Not only does he know, he's been far beyond where you've been. He was pushed. He was tempted. Hebrews 12, brother reader. Hebrews 12, and let's start about verse 2.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of
God.
Next
verse 2.
For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You hadn't been that far.
Right.
I hadn't been that far. What's this referring to? I believe, among other things, it refers to the garden, where he was so pressed and so tempted that blood came out of his pores. Why did that happen? He's resisting temptation. You say, what? Temptation? Yes. Temptation to what? Temptation to not go through with it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Victory Over Weakness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me